In the mid-70s BC, two important figures emerged in Roman politics. Marcus Crassus, who was the richest man in Rome and a great general, and Gnaeus Pompey, who had been a general under Sulla. At the same time, in 73 BC, a Thracian slave called Spartacus from a town in the Peloponnese escaped from a gladiatorial school with 70 to 80 gladiators by taking the knives in the kitchen and a wagon full of weapons like spears, swords, and shields. They camped on Mount Vesuvius and were joined by other slaves to fight against the Romans. He made a difference by fighting against slavery of poor people. To show he was their leader, he wore a crown of laurels on his head. The Senate in Rome sent Claudius Glaber against the rebel slaves with about 3,000 soldiers, but Spartacus tricked the Romans and attacked them from behind. Spartacus wanted to lead his men across the Alps to escape from Italy, but the Gauls and the Germans wanted to stay and rob and steal. They separated from Spartacus, who spent the winter near Thurii in southern Italy. By 72 BC, Spartacus had an army of 70,000 slaves. There were no Roman citizens in this army. Spartacus held the Romans at bay for over 2 years before they finally defeated him. They crucified him on the Appian Way outside Rome.